Good morning. This is Precept Bible Study from Roland Springs Baptist Church, and our study continues in the second lesson of the book of Daniel. And in this lesson, we are continuing with what we call an overview of the chapters in the book of Daniel. Last week, our study was in an overview of chapters 1 through chapter 6 of Daniel. And today, our overview is going to be on chapters 7 through chapter 12. So, welcome everyone to this study. And I pray that you will continue to follow us as we go through this study in the book of Daniel. Now, as we always do in starting our studies, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us another opportunity to study your word. And Father, we cannot understand without you to guide and lead us through your Holy Spirit. So we ask, Father, that you teach us this day through your Holy Spirit and help us, Father, to know you more, to draw closer to you, that you may conform us to be like Jesus, your only begotten Son. And we ask it in the name of Jesus. Now, today, this study is in Lesson 2, as I mentioned earlier. It is an overview, and it's an overview, of course, of continuing into Daniel chapters 7 through chapters 12. So, we want to begin just by doing kind of a highlight on those first six chapters so we can bring it all together and see what we learned. So we'll just take the themes of each chapter in those first chapters. Starting with chapter 1, we learned that Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon at that time, and Daniel and three other men from the land of Israel had been taken captive into their service. And then in chapter 2, we studied about Nebuchadnezzar's second year of reign. And at this time, Daniel interpreted the king's statue dream. And then in Daniel 3, the theme of that chapter was Nebuchadnezzar's reign, and it was about his statue of gold. And of course, we know that Most High God delivered them. And then the next chapter 4 was about Nebuchadnezzar's reign. And Daniel interpreted the king's dream, which was the tree dream. And in Daniel 5 was the reign of Belshazzar, the king of Babylon, and Darius the Mede also received the kingdom in that chapter. And Daniel interprets there the handwriting on the wall. And then in chapter 6, the theme of that was about Darius's reign and the Medo-Persian Empire. And, of course, we studied about the lion's den. This, remember, was just the themes. This is only an overview, a big picture. Now, let us continue today as we're studying. And we're going to get the highlights of chapters 7 first. And in this, we learn in our study, as you read the entire chapter 7 through 12. It was the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon. And here, The chronological order is broken with this chapter. The events of Daniel 7 fit between Daniel 4 and 5. We'll talk about that more as we get into our study. And here in this chapter, Daniel had the dreams and the visions, and an angel was interpreting for him. Now, the interpretation comes from the theme of kingdoms from Daniel chapters 1 through 6. And the words or key words were dominion, kingdom. So this would be the key words. And then we see in this vision that Daniel saw the Ancient of Days. And of course, this is a description of God. And then in this chapter, it says that he is the Most High and that he is the Highest One. So some of you, as you have studied this, you see that back in the statue of Nebuchadnezzar in chapter 2, that the dream that he had represented four coming kingdoms. And now in Daniel's dream of the four beasts, it represents four coming kingdoms. So both qualify God's kingdom as an everlasting kingdom. Now let's look at some highlights on Daniel chapter 8. This was in the year about 550 B.C., and this was during the kingdom of King Belshazzar's rule over Babylon. And this chapter of events comes after those in Daniel 7, which is between Daniel 4 and 5. Now, Daniel had a vision of a goat and a ram. Gabriel told Daniel the meaning of the vision, but not completely. So the visions of 7 and 8 caused Daniel to be much alarmed. And we see in the highlights of that the ram represented the kings of Media and Persia, and the goat represented the kingdom of Greece. Now remember, this is an overview, and this is just the highlights of each chapter as we look at the big picture. Let's go now to chapter 9 of Daniel. And this was about 521 B.C. And at this time, it was the first year of Darius the Mede. And so this chapter immediately follows Daniel chapter 5, if you're looking at it chronologically. So here we see that Daniel's prayer is the main emphasis of this chapter. And it's confession based on sin, based on what we read in the book of Jeremiah. He asked the Lord to turn away his wrath from the people. Now, in the book of Jeremiah, there is a lot connected to the book of Daniel. And we'll go into this further as we do references, as we study in a deeper study, breaking down chapter by chapter. So Gabriel, the angel, whom Daniel had previously seen, revealed the future. And the future was the return of the people to the holy mountain of God. And that holy mountain represented Jerusalem. So there were 70 weeks for Jerusalem, and a covenant are the main points of the instruction. Now, looking at the highlights of Daniel chapter 10. Who is reigning at this time? It's King Cyrus. And here we see it's the third year of the king of Persia, which was about 536 B.C. And the message in this chapter fits 2 years later than Daniel 9, because Darius the Mede ruled at the same time that King Cyrus, the Persian king, ruled. So chapter 10 begins Daniel's vision. Remember, this is a vision of Daniel, of a great conflict. And Daniel, at this time, was by the bank of the Tigris River. And here in the vision, he saw the man dressed in linen that spoke to him with understanding of a vision. And it will happen, the vision will happen to Daniel's people in the latter days, talking about in the future. So here Daniel is referred to as a man of high esteem. Now, in this chapter, another angel is named, and his name is Michael, called Michael, your prince. And we will discuss and study more as we go forward in our study. Now, when we are looking at chapter 11, we have to look at this chapter and see where this takes place. This continues what the man dressed in linen in chapter 10:5 told Daniel about this great conflict that's going to happen. And the connection then between Daniel 10:21 and 11:1 is that the one who spoke to Daniel told of Michael, the angel, standing with him in Cyrus's third year, which was, we studied that in chapter 10, and 2 years before in Darius' first year. And the man in linen had been an encouragement and protection for Michael, the angel. So here in this chapter, it speaks of the kings of the south and the north. So these two kings are of Persia and Greece. That is the two kings and the two countries. And they're mentioned in this conflict. But all this conflict is about these kings from the south and the north. So here we see in this a holy covenant, a sanctuary, an abomination of desolation that are mentioned. And in this chapter is mentioned a reference to the beautiful land or holy mountain three different times in this one chapter. So what is this referring to? As you talk and study, you're going to see that this holy mountain, this beautiful land, is referring to Jerusalem. Now, let's look quickly at chapter 12 of Daniel and see in this last chapter what the highlights are. So, chapter 10 began Daniel's vision of a great conflict. And we learned that Daniel was by the river of Tigris, and there was a man dressed in linen that spoke to him. Now, in Daniel 12, Daniel is still by the river Tigris in verses 5 and 6, and he's still hearing from the man in linen. So, the man in linen told Daniel in chapter 11 that he would tell him what is inscribed in the writing of truth. So, now at this time is mentioned in this chapter, and that is the reference to the time of the end of Daniel 11. So here we see Michael the prince standing guard over Daniel's people. So think about what a comfort that Daniel found in knowing that the angel was standing guard over God's people. So this chapter offers hope after the conflict that takes place. So here in this chapter we see an abomination of desolation is mentioned again. So Daniel was told to conceal the words of this book until when? Until the end time. So he's talking about something that will come in the future. Remember, as we study through this, that Daniel is given this vision to show the things that are to come about in the future, in the end times. So, let's look now at the main divisions and the segments that we are looking at in these highlights. The main division in this entire book is between Daniel chapter 6 and Daniel 7. So, Daniel 1 through 6, we see the kings dreamed and Daniel interpreted. And then in Daniel 7 through chapter 12, Daniel dreamed and the angels interpreted. So, you need to keep this in mind. You need to jot this all down. As we study through, this will make it easier to put together the study if you know the chronological way that it should be written. That's not the way that it is in the Bible, but if you know how these segments come together, it will make it easier to understand. So, looking at some other segments, looking at chapter 1 through chapter 5 and chapter 7 through chapter 8, it's about Babylonian kingdom reigning. And then chapter 6 and chapter 9 through 12 is about the Medo-Persian kingdom reigning. So, as we have looked at the big picture and got a picture of each chapter and the segments and the chronological study of it, in just looking at an overview or a big picture, then we want to ask ourselves this question, and it will help us as we study and go through each chapter by chapter. So, why do you think that Daniel was written, and what is the main theme of Daniel? Write that question down so that as we study from chapter to chapter, you will see what the main thing is and why that it was written down. First of all, it's a prophetic book telling of the coming earthly kingdoms and God's everlasting kingdom. So we know then that this is a prophecy from God Almighty given to the man Daniel that is telling of the kingdoms in that time and the present time and the future time And it's telling us in this study about the everlasting that will come in the future. And here we see that God Most High rules over the realm of mankind, both kings and kingdoms. So, ask yourself the question, do you dare to be a Daniel? Do you dare to stand alone, to speak God's word, to be a witness for God? Do you dare to have a purpose that is firm? Do you dare to make it known to all that you come in contact with? So, these are questions that we need to look at as we go forward in our study of Daniel, and how that he was chosen by God to give this prophecy, and it's written down for us today. It was written for them in that day. It's written for us today. And if God sees in his great plan, it may be for our future children and grandchildren. So, let's close in today's prayer and thank God for what he has done and what he is showing us through his precious word. Dear Heavenly Father, how great you are, how almighty you are. God of all gods, there's no other God but you. And how thankful we are that you loved us from before the beginning of time, that you had it all written down for us today. And Father, we're living in a time today that we can look back and see how that your prophecy has been fulfilled from the very beginning of time, from what is written in your word up to this very moment. And you have had it written down in the books forward and given to men like Daniel that we can know what is to come next, what is to come in the future. And knowing this, Father, help us as believers in your precious Son, Jesus, to live our lives that others may see your truths and come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And we ask it all in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. So look, continue with us next week as we study in the third chapter, in the first chapter in lesson 3. And the title of this lesson is When You're Pressured. So be much in prayer, and God bless you. Amen.